You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Do you remember how in school top-ranking kids were sometimes clubbed with the not-so-top-ranking kids in study groups? The rationale was that the TRKs, that is the top-ranking kids, would help the NSTRKs, and average grade levels would be raised and empathy would be learned and everyone would emerge a winner and we would all hold hands and sing Kumbaya, or well, Hum Honge Kamyab or something. But you remember it working though? Well, the government is now playing primary school teacher and thinks this sort of thing works with public sector banks, with assets worth thousands of crores of rupees and perhaps more importantly, thousands of crores of non-performing assets. The Indian government on Monday announced the amalgamation of three public sector lenders, Bank of Baroda, Dena Bank and Vijaya Bank, in a move that it hopes will solve a few problems dogging the public sector banks. The announcement was made after a meeting of the Alternative Mechanism, which was set up last year to consider consolidation in the banking sector. The alternate mechanism, comprising Arun Jaitley, the Finance Minister, Defence Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Railways and Coal Minister Piyush Goyal, was set up as an approval framework for proposals to merge state-run banks. It has thus far already taken two steps. The first was to merge the country's top lender, State Bank of India, with five of its subsidiaries and Bharatiya Mahila Bank, thus making the combined entity one of the top 50 banks in the world. And the second was the proposed takeover of the government's shares in the IDBI Bank by LIC. And this latest move is the third. The proposed merger of Bank of Baroda, Dena Bank and Vijaya Bank, what the merger does to the NPA problem, the wisdom or lack thereof of a move like this, what immediate history has taught us about mergers like this, the reaction of industry watchers and the reactions of Dalal Street to this three-way union. These will be among the many things we will be talking about today as the story of this three-headed Sir Bankerus, which would become the third largest banking entity in the country, is naturally our story of the day. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
All you need to know about the Bank of Baroda, Vijaya Bank, Dena Bank merger.
We spoke about this a few days ago, but it bears repeating. The banking sector in a large fair land is a fairly large mess. Mr. Modi may not have been entirely able to reduce the size of the mess, but he has certainly enabled the shrinking of the number of public sector banks. There used to be 26. Now, post-merger of these three, there will be 19. Is that a good thing? Yes and no, but more on that later. But first, the basics. The central government has announced the proposal to merge three public sector lenders, that is Bank of Baroda, Dena Bank and Vijaya Bank. Rajiv Kumar, Secretary, Department of Financial Services, Ministry of Finance, in a media address on the 17th of September, said this combined lending entity, with a combined business of 14.82 lakh crore rupees, 9,560 branches and an employee strength of 85,675, would be India's third largest globally competitive bank. According to the government's estimates, net non-performing asset, that is NNPA ratio of the combined entity, will be at 5.71%, which will be significantly better than the PSB average of 12.13%. Also, capital to risk adequacy ratio, that is CRAR, will be at 12.25%, which it said will be significantly above the regulatory norm of 10.875%. The statement went on to say, and I quote, "Stronger amalgamated bank will be better positioned to tap capital markets," unquote. Dena Bank's capital adequacy ratio stood at 10.6% on the 30th of June 2018, Vijaya Bank's at 13.91% and Bank of Baroda's at 12.13%. The combined entity's capital adequacy rating will be at 12.25%, like I said earlier, with Tier 1 capital at 9.32% and net NPAs, as stated, at 5.71%. The net NPA of the second largest public sector lender, that is Bank of India, is 8.45% and that of Punjab National Bank, the third largest, is 10.58%. The largest public sector bank, SBI, has net NPAs of 5.29%. The combined entity, let me repeat, will have net NPAs of 5.71%. Just for comparison, India's second largest and biggest private sector lender, that is HDFC Bank, has a total business of 15.13 lakh crore rupees. CRAR of 14.6% and net NPAs of 0.4%, that is 0.4%. Let's take a look at the recent histories of these three constituent banks. During the April to June quarter, Bank of Baroda's gross NPA was 12.46% and NNPA was 5.4%. Vijaya Bank's GNPA was 6.19% and NNPA 4.1%. Both certainly healthier than Dena Bank, which it appears has forgotten that the other end of the banking premise is also Lena. Dena Bank, the proverbial runt of this litter, reported a GNPA of 22.69% and net NPA of 11.04%. As financial editor of First Post, Dinesh Unnikrishnan put it, Dena Bank has just got an unofficial bailout package. At the end of March 2018, total NPAs in the banking sector was approximately 10 lakh crore rupees, with the majority of them held by public sector banks. The proposal will now need to be passed by the boards of individual banks. The bank's boards will shortly meet and take up the decision, Finance Minister Arun Jaitley said after Rajiv Kumar's statements. Jaitley went on to add, and I quote, "While making this suggestion, we have borne in mind that we don't have the amalgamation of weak banks. The amalgamated entity's lending ability will be higher," unquote. The announcement to merge the three banks was made after the latest meeting on alternative mechanism. The meetings were initiated last year to consider consolidation in the banking sector. The Modi government had announced the consolidation of public sector banks in 2016 owing to mounting non-performing assets. The plan was to cut down the number of PSBs by half, from 21 to about 10 to 12 banks. After the process, Dena Bank, which is currently under the Reserve Bank of India's Prompt Corrective Action Framework, that is PCA framework, is expected to function as a regular bank. Bank of Baroda Managing Director P.S. Jayakumar went on to say, and I quote, "Dena Bank would no longer be covered under PCA after amalgamation." He went on to say that the process of amalgamation could take 4 to 6 months to complete. Currently, 11 of the 21 public sector banks are placed under what is known as the PCA framework, Prompt Corrective Action. What happens if a bank is under PCA? Well, banks under PCA are prohibited from fresh lending, paying dividends, and distributing profits. They're also required to keep an eye on provisioning on bad loans. Now, Dena Bank, post-merger, would no longer be covered under PCA. Reasoning the choice of the banks for the merger, Jaitley went on to add, and I quote, "One of the banks is under PCA. Therefore, we want to save all the banks. We want to ensure that the merged entity is a stronger entity. We don't want a merger of weak banks. Subsequent to this merger, the sustainable lending ability will be far higher. This amalgamated entity will increase banking operations," Jaitley went on to add. "The merged bank will be," he said, "stronger, sustainable, greater banking operations, and will have a better lending capacity." Until the amalgamation process is complete, the three banks will continue to work as independent banks, said Rajiv Kumar. Let's now try and understand why merge banks at all, and why these three specifically. One of the reasons, like Mr. Jaitley reasoned, was that two relatively healthy banks, that is Bank of Baroda and Vijaya Bank, could merge with a third unhealthy bank, that is Dena Bank, to create a mega bank. Mint reports, and I quote, "One of the other reasons behind the choice of these banks was perhaps the fact that all three use the same core banking system, that is Finacle from Infosys, making the task of merging the technology platforms and backends relatively easier," unquote. The Times of India goes on to note, and I quote, "Government owns a majority stake in 21 lenders, which account for more than two-thirds of banking assets. However, they also account for nearly 90% of non-performing loans in the banking sector. That is 8.9 lakh crore rupees out of the total 10 lakh crore rupees. 11 of the 21 public sector banks are operating under an emergency program supervised by the Reserve Bank of India, which restricts fresh lending, that is PCA. Mergers of weak banks also means fewer, better capitalized banks and improved regulatory oversight." P.S. Jayakumar of Bank of Baroda went on to say, and I quote, "With the benefits of scale, a reasonable assumption is that there is good opportunity to grow, but that is something that will happen over a period of time," unquote. Dinesh Unnikrishnan, writing for First Post, goes on to note, and I quote, "From a reform perspective, consolidation among state-run banks gives the industry certain benefits. It helps to create large-sized banks that can then work to build enough muscle mass to compete in a global banking industry presently dominated by large-sized lenders. Through a series of mergers, perhaps the country will have 5 or 6 large banks that can be groomed to compete in the global market," unquote. Unnikrishnan went on to note that the merger, in a way, made sense now because RBI has started giving permits to a number of small banks that can focus on expanding small-scale banking activities in rural areas. He went on to say, and I quote, "With not enough political will and scope for privatization of these banks, consolidation seems to be the only way to keep the momentum going for banking sector reforms," unquote. And now the customary part where we ask who are all those in favor of this three-way union. Reacting to the announcement, Ashwin Parekh, who is the managing partner at Ashwin Parekh Advisory Services, said, and I quote, "I think this is a bold move. The synergies are only on paper. Good amount of efforts will be required by the banks to make the synergies work." Parekh said the merger process, if approved, will take at least 3 to 4 quarters to complete, and given the quality of loan book and NPA being an issue for all banks, the merger will be a challenging task. So I guess that was more of a 5-on-10 review. Speaking to Bloomberg, Karthik Srinivasan, vice president at rating agency ICRA, said, and I quote, "As a country, we've been talking of consolidation for quite some time, but we've had other challenges like asset quality and inadequate capital, so it was put on the back burner. SBI with its associates was the last big merger, so this is the next step." Unquote. So non-committal there, almost. A former Bank of Baroda chairman, though, said, and I quote, "With the changing technology, clearly there is need for more banks in the country, given they are in the same business. I am happy with the selection of the banks, as both Bank of Baroda and Vijaya Bank are relatively stronger banks. The weaker Dena Bank has a culture similar to Bank of Baroda, which can have some more business in the southern part of India." Unquote. Saurabh Mukherjee of Marcellus, speaking to the Economic Times, said the merger was making the best of a bad situation. He said, and I quote, "Not only do you have a paucity of capital amongst the PSU banks, an even greater weakness for the PSU banks is lack of management talent and bandwidth. Hundreds of highly capable managers are needed to turn around these 15 to 20 largest PSU banks, and there simply is not that sort of talent available in the Indian markets, certainly not at the salaries that the PSU banks offer." Unquote. Apparently, the three marrying parties were not even kept in the loop. The top executives of the banks proposed for the merger were apparently kept in the dark about the developments, contrary to custom, which demands that the executives be briefed beforehand so that they could have questions before they face the minister. They were summoned to the ministry, and it was only then that the news was disclosed. Vijaya Bank MD Shankar Narayanan told CNBC TV 18 that he learnt about the merger only after the finance minister's press conference. Another banker who did not want to be identified told ET, and I quote, "Left to us and our board, we would have not favoured the combination of the banks. Now that it is dictated from the government, we have no choice but to accept it." Unquote. ET went on to suggest that while the top management of the banks may get into the merger kicking and screaming, the biggest challenge for them is to convince the trade unions, which are belligerent despite their poor performance. Even though Mr. Jaitley assured there would be no job loss, ET went on to say, the other big challenge would be to manage the unions who will certainly oppose the move on fear of job losses and the loss of brand identity. Unquote. Ashutosh Mishra, an analyst at Reliance Securities Limited, went on to say, and I quote, "This merger is negative for Bank of Baroda and Vijaya Bank. The merger has to go through parliamentary approval, which will be a critical factor considering general elections are slated for next year." Unquote. C.H. Venkatachalam, the All India Bank Employees Association General Secretary, speaking to Business Standard, completely opposed the union, saying miracles do not happen by merger of banks, but that they result in higher bad loans. According to him, the bad loans of 5 associate banks of SBI, as on the 31st of March 2017, were about 65,000 crore rupees, and that of SBI, 112,000 crore rupees, which is a total of 177,000 crore rupees. Post-merger, he said, SBI's bad loans in 2018 increased to 225,000 crore rupees. And he said it could be a similar situation for these three banks as well. How did Dalal Street react to the news? Dena Bank, which has unexpectedly received a shot on the arm, performed like a star on Dalal Street today. The stock rose 19.81% on the National Stock Exchange at the end of the trading day today. That was, of course, expected. Dena, being the unhealthy bank, being merged into the other two healthy PSBs. Dena Bank shares were locked in the upper circuit at 19.9% in the first hour of trading. Over 1.7 million shares changed hands ahead of their 30-day average volume of 1.5 million shares. Expectedly also, Vijaya Bank shares tanked as much as 7.26% on the National Stock Exchange to close at 55 rupees 60 paise. But the biggest of the three, Bank of Baroda, also took the biggest hit of all. The share price tanked 17.04% or 23 rupees 5 paise to close at 112 rupees 20 paise. Deutsche Bank analysts downgraded the stock to hold from buy, cutting its price target to 145 rupees from 180 rupees. DB analysts see the bank's shareholders facing challenges such as likely dilution in focus of the bank's management towards the merger and away from the growth. Finally, what next for the banks and what next for the shareholders? Andy Mukherjee, writing for Mint, goes on to say, and I quote, "Minority shareholders have reasons to grumble. The combined entity will have soured loans of about 13%, worse than Bank of Baroda's 12.4% in NPAs. Plus, the acquirer's current employee count of 56,000 will balloon by half. All jobs are deemed safe, so the only way to achieve cost efficiencies would be to prune surplus branches and wait for excess staff to retire. Unquote. He went on to note that as the biggest of the three banks, Bank of Baroda has a way to make a success of the merger by reducing emphasis on lending and embracing investing. He went on to say, and I quote, PSU Bank's strength lies in their branch network, especially outside of metropolitan areas. About 62% of India's savings deposits originate in smaller cities, towns and villages, according to Bernstein analysts Gautam Chugani and Gaurav Jangale. This is the most lucrative source of funding because even as borrowing costs rise, banks can take their time to reprice the rates they pay on household savings. Unquote. He also added that the smartest strategy for Jay Kumar of Bank of Baroda would be to drive growth via securitization. And what about the three letters that the banking sector is terrified of? NPA. The combined entity will have a total gross NPA of 79,320 crore rupees, which as a percentage of total advances stands at around 13%. Mergers of banks are not going to be a magic wand that will wave the NPA problem away. Dinesh Unnikrishnan recalls the three points that Raghuram Rajan had made back in 2015 as governor of RBI about mergers of banks. He went on to say, and I quote, "The merger of two or more unhealthy banks in the financial system will create an unhealthy entity that would lead to the creation of a bigger problem in the economy. Secondly, even in the case of the merger of an unhealthy bank with a large healthy bank, the merger would bring problems to the acquiring bank. Thirdly, in the event of a merger of a weak bank with a strong bank, the acquirer will have to deal with the cultural problems that arise out of the merger, besides dealing with the primary challenge, the bad loan pile in the weak bank, thereby creating difficulties for the strong bank." Unquote.
Editor's pick of the day.
All you need to know about the Bank of Baroda, Vijaya Bank, Dena Bank merger.
For now though, Dena Bank, a zombie bank as Unnikrishnan called it, has received an unofficial bailout package. But to stick to the zombie theme, the walking debt that the combined entity carries is not going to go away 28 days later or 28 weeks later. Thank you for joining us.
This has been today's Editor's Pick. And you've been listening to Money Control.